First of all, in our first reading today, it's a little bit of a theological point, but Paul and Barnabas are going around converting the first generation of Christians, right? Some are Gentiles, some are Jews. And the big fight that they're going to get into is whether new Christians need to go through all the treatments of the Mosaic Law and follow all the things of the Mosaic Law. Remember, not just the Ten Commandments, but the 613 precepts of the Mosaic Law. So, to be saved by Christ now, does that mean also becoming a full practicing Jew according to the old law? Well, Paul very clearly says no. And there's no little fighting about that. The big thing for us is, as Catholics and living with a lot of Protestants around us, we get in this big battle, right? Are we saved by faith? Are we saved by works? You know, this big controversy. And really, it's no controversy at all, which is frustrating. But basically, we believe that we are saved 100% by the merits of Jesus Christ, by his cross, saved completely by him. Nothing we do earns our salvation. We merit nothing. His salvation is a complete free gift. We all agree on that. The only controversy came is when Martin Luther thought, well, Catholics talk too much about works. Well, when we are saved in the baptismal font, we're regenerated. You talk here the vine and the branches in the gospel today. We're regenerated into Christ so that once we're baptized into his body, made members of his body, that we are able to do good works because of Christ living in us. Christ through us does those good works and we cooperate with that. But our salvation is gained only by the merits of Jesus Christ, which, if you read Romans and Galatians, sometimes you think like, oh, but as Catholics we do all these things and, you know, we need to get back to a pure form of just being accepted, you know, confessing with our lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and will be saved. St. Paul's writing that to a community who's still living according to the Mosaic Law. Romans and Galatians is his attempt to communicate to the people that your salvation is not from the Mosaic Law. Forget the Mosaic Law. Get out of there. Get it out. And that's why he's so forceful about it. He's not writing a letter to Catholicism in the 16th century. Okay. Now, obviously, we can glean insights from what St. Paul is saying. That's how Scripture works. It's the living Word of God. But the things that we're going to be talking about in the Acts of the Apostles is trying to convince people you do not need to follow the precepts of the Mosaic Law so we can eat bacon, thankfully. That's going to come up too. And that is not how we're saved. We're saved by one thing and one thing alone, 100% the merits of Jesus Christ, and gladly do we accept that. So it's just an interesting point sometimes if that debate ever comes up with you and your friends who aren't Catholic, and they go, oh, you guys think you're saved by works. No, we've never taught that. We're very clear with the Bible and with, you know, the constant interpretation of the Bible that we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that's not the end of the story, though, because we have a long life after being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. So what can we do? Well, we can cooperate with his grace. And second of all, we hear about remaining in the Father, right? The vine and the branches in the gospel today. I'm going on a retreat soon, and I have a couple other things going on, so I'll be away for a while. So first of all, pray for me that it goes well. But this is kind of a little bit like the end of my first year of priesthood, because I'm going to be away and basically get back in time for the ordination. So it's been fun. I think I've heard more confessions than any priest that's been ordained this year. So it's nice to be here at the cathedral. And I think I might have the earliest morning mass, which this group is rather intimidating. This is bigger than some people's Sunday masses, and you guys are all grumpy in the early morning. You look at me. But I remember the first time I made someone smile at 6:45 a.m. Mass, and I thought, okay, I can do this. So, but thank you all for all you've done in contributing. I have so many stories, running out of time, obviously, but so many stories of first year of priesthood of just the impact that a priest can have, whether it's at a baptism or anointing someone on their deathbed, that a priest, you know, I want a priest there for me. At the end of my life, it's been a beautiful opportunity to be at some, and you hear stories of others of bringing Jesus to people at all points of their life. When you yourself don't know much, and they come to you and they say, you know, help me with this problem, you're like, I don't know. On one hand, I don't know anything, but on the other hand, as a priest, you know, there are things that you do know. Above all, the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he came to save us, and that everything else kind of fits into that. We just get it out of order sometimes. So it's been beautiful being at the school, being at this parish, and I think I'll give it a shot for another year. So thanks for all your prayers and all your support. And just pray for me on my retreat that I can remain in Christ and grow in him ever more deeply.